You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success podcast. I'm here today talking to you about the book Reimagine Success. We've been doing a four-part series, and today is part four of the series on the book Reimagine Success. Now, Reimagine Success is the book that I've written, entitled Reimagine Success, named after the podcast as well, where I talk about my life growing up, and I share experiences that led me to a career in science, technology, engineering, and math. I also talk on influences from my Louisiana family, music, foreign language, friends, and travel. And the combination of these shaped my life's journey and helped me find success for myself. And in it, I share four principles on how you too can find success and reimagine success in your life. Because remember, we're all at different ages and different stages. And in these different ages and stages, we can always transform, reimagine, and change who we are just so that we can be happy in life. And so that's what we talk about. Now, the four principles that I share in order to help you reimagine success for your life are exposure, exploration, education, and application. And today's topic, we'll be talking about application. So if you listen to my previous podcast, part one, two, and three, I talk about the first three principles, exposure, exploration, and education, and how you can use those to reimagine success for your life. So today we'll dive deep into application and how you can use application to reimagine success for your life. I also want to share the crystal for today. The crystal for today is a quote from my book, Reimagine Success. The crystal is, it is important to apply the exposure, experience, and education that you get and pull it all together through application. So with that, we'll start talking about application. But first, if any of you are interested in purchasing the book Reimagine Success, you can go to my website, melaniecrystal.com, to get your own copy of the book. Or for those who like audiobooks, you can listen to it just like you listen to this podcast. So that's Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Crystal, K-R-Y-S-T-L-E.com. And you can get the book, the audiobook, and check those out. So now let's start talking about application. Application is a manifestation of reimagined success. So once you get to the steps of, get past the steps of exposure of something that you're interested in, that you knew that you want to try, exploration, you explored something that you're interested in, delved a little deeper, Googled it, talked to someone who does it, and then you finally get educated on how to do it. It could be through schooling, through some type of apprenticeship, through just learning on your own. Once you do all three of those, you're ready to put them together and apply the new skill, the new technique, the new idea into your life. So for me, example would be, I talk about STEM is one of the backdrops in this book, but I do talk about music as well, and languages and friends and family. So it's a lot of different topics that this can cover. But specifically for me, for STEM, there's stories on exposure and how I was interested in STEM as a child. And then I explored it more deeply through programs and talking to family members. And then education, got education through college, specifically for STEM. And then also in high school is when I got interested in chemistry, which also is STEM related. So when I put all those things together, culminated into application, where I got the opportunity to apply what I learned for chemical engineering specifically to an internship that I got when I was in an internship program called En-ROADS. And I talk about this in my book as well. So I applied to be in a program called En-ROADS, and the program's still around today for those of you who have youth or children, or if you're listening and you're younger in high school, in college, you can actually apply for the program to get internships in your area, in your field. And it's not just STEM related. There's accounting, there's all different internships. But in that En-ROADS program, I applied myself when I was a senior in high school. I have a friend who told me about this internship program. And I've mentioned some of the story on the podcast before, but basically I talked about, and also in the book, I talked about being interested in chemistry. Had a great chemistry teacher who helped me get interested in chemistry. So I knew I wanted to do that when I went to college. And I applied for the School of Chemistry for the college that I decided to go to, which was Carnegie Mellon University. And so when I did my acceptance for Carnegie Mellon, I said, I'm going to declare my major is chemistry. And then I found out about this program, En-ROADS, where I could get an internship at an oil and gas company for 4 years as well. If I got in the program, I was going to get it for 4 summers. So that was a great opportunity. And I applied and got in. And so excited, but one of the requirements for getting into the internship program, this specific one, because like I said, En-ROADS works in all different fields. It's not just science and engineering, like I said, accounting, other business type careers. But for this one, you had to be an engineer. And in school going to school for an engineering discipline. It could have been any of the engineering disciplines, but it had to be an engineering discipline. So with that information, and I knew that I got into the program, I wanted to get in because this was a paid internship and I was 18 years old and excited about getting paid for my first internship. I called my university and said, I want to switch from the College of Science Chemistry to the College of Engineering and do chemical engineering. And so that's what I did. I made that phone call, made the switch, and I was on my way because I was able to do the internship program. And in the book, I talk about application with regard to this internship program, because in the program, I was able to learn how some of the chemical engineering and some of the science and math that I was learning would be used in industry and would be used for a career. And one of the cool things that I talk about is going offshore and visiting the offshore platforms. Now, many of you know that in the Gulf Coast, I'm from New Orleans, so live on the Gulf Coast, and oil and gas is pretty big business in this region and area. And a lot of the most of the oil and gas platforms for the country are actually located in the Gulf of Mexico. And so the company that I was doing the internship with wanted to expose its interns to different aspects of the business. And so we got the opportunity to take a helicopter and fly from the onshore helicopter pad to fly offshore to one of their oil and gas platforms via helicopter and land on top of the platform. And I talk about it in more detail in my book, but it was just a really awesome experience to get to the platform and then see the science and the chemistry used to extract the oil reserves from the ground, actually from the ocean floor, all the way up into the platform and via pipelines to onshore for us to use and consume. in our daily lives. And that process was utterly amazing and just on a large scale. It was just more than I even thought it was before getting there. Just the engineering, the science, the day-to-day, finding out about the day-to-day life of those who worked on the platform. It was very intriguing and exciting for me. And so this was one of the ways I got to apply some of the learnings that I was starting to learn around engineering and see how it all got put together. And so that's really the gist of application. When I talk about application, it's about formulating together all of the things that you've learned, all the things that you're interested in, and on a specific subject. So it could be in art as well, music. It could be plumbing, whatever it is. But when you get the chance to apply it, that is a feeling like no other when you finally get to use what you've learned. And many of you listening already are in a career, have a career, have had different jobs. You know how it feels when you learn something new and you start doing it and getting proficient and getting good at it. That's a great feeling. And it's even an even better feeling if it's something that you enjoy doing. So I think that's part of the key here is reimagining success for yourself so that in whatever moment, in whatever place you are now, you're able to do something that you enjoy doing and start applying it to your life and applying it so that you can help others, help the community, and just bring joy within yourself. So I think that is one of the secrets to reimagining success is once you do explore and get educated on something that you're interested in. In my case, it was engineering and science. And then you get the opportunity to actually put it into practice and learn and become proficient and then to even become an expert at it. That's an amazing feeling. And so that's something that we can all strive for and do in our own lives. So in my book, I also just talk a little bit more about the lessons I learned from application. So I want to share a few of those with you all as well. Now, I'll start with the crystal of the day, because the crystal of the day is the first sentence in the chapter on application. Here's the crystal. It is important to apply the exposure, experience, and education that you get and put it all together through application. I was able to do this within my En-ROADS program. In this program, I was able to be exposed to what engineers did and get an actual real-life experience of an engineer out on an oil and gas platform, as I was educated on how all of it works. It is imperative to get the educational training in order to learn the foundation of the career that you are choosing. Then you will have an education that no one can take away from you. The educational training that I was getting was at the college level. And for a STEM career, college is an option. But there's also vocational programs and mentor programs or apprentice programs where you can learn how to become a part of a STEM career as well. Now, I want to also just mention that this can go for any career, that you can go to college, vocational programs, mentor programs. But for my example, I do talk about STEM. When you apply what you've learned, then you can use it for the rest of your life. It's something that I did not know at the time, but it never leaves you. We should all seek new experiences, seek exposure, and seek education, and put that all together with application in order to achieve what we are looking to achieve. Mine happened to be within the STEM field, and I'm thankful that I was able to be on this life journey. And you know that we are all on this life journey. You are as well, listening today. And so you can take those exposure, education, the things that you've been tinkering with and delving into, and put those together with application. And you will be surprised how good it feels to use that and reimagine success for your life, no matter what field you're in or what it is that you're interested in doing. So with that, I just want to thank you for listening today. And also just want to remind you that if you are interested in getting the book Reimagine Success or getting the audiobook, feel free to go to my website, melaniecrystal.com, and you can check it out. You can get your own copy. I've enjoyed speaking with you today on the Reimagine Success podcast. This is Melanie Crystal, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. So have a wonderful day, and you be blessed. Take care. Bye.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.